This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. MedMan Brand is a company that has been evolving for 30 years in Canada. Founder of MedMan Brand, Thaddeus Conrad, has recently moved to Cortez Island and has created a presence at the Friday Market at Manson's Hall over the past summer. The MedMan Brand has been a nonprofit medicinal cannabis company and college officially branded since 2007. I caught up with Thaddeus Conrad to find out more about this unique business and the many offerings he is bringing to Cortez Island. How long have you been on Cortez for?
Me and my wife moved here in April, so we're newbies.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And what brought you to Cortez?
We really needed to, number one, find a place that was rural. Number two, a place that we could afford. And I feel like fate brought us here. And I feel like a lot that goes for most people that are here based on what I've heard. And yeah. So I ended up getting a notification from this certain website that I subscribe to. And at about 2 a.m., I got the link, ran it by Joanna. And we had already been looking for a place, Denman, Pender, it didn't pan out. So she was like, oh my God, we got to go tomorrow. So we were out here the next day after we contacted the agent.
So this is an offer on a home here on Cortez.
Yeah.
So you ended up buying a home here.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
When did you start this business, MedMan Brand?
My company's unofficially been around since 1992, but I branded it in 2007.
Okay.
Yeah, so my alter ego, MedMan, has basically been around since 1992.
Nice. Yeah. What's your alter ego?
I found that if I had a hobby that turned into a business, it gave me a creative, healthy way to project my ego into creativity, not onto others, if that makes any sense to you. And the more that it evolved, I found the more creative I could get.
So what is the MedMan Brand?
MedMan Brand is the world's most awarded vertically and horizontally integrated cannabis company and college. But I always like to stress that cannabis is only 25% of it. So our mission has been to teach people the four steps to holistic, spelt with a WH, that you need to eat organic, not necessarily raw, but a healthy diet. You need to exercise, take up a cultivation practice like Qigong, yoga, meditation, whatever, martial arts. And then cannabis is the 25% because it's been really specifically meant for people with medical issues, not recreational use. But even the people in the recreational sector can benefit by those life changes. So it was a real good segue for me to meet the people with conditions to insert cultivation practice. Because I've been practicing a form of Qigong now for 17 years. And what got me to practicing was a really, really bad scaffolding accident at around 2006. And what the Qigong practice, it took me 10 years with no painkillers and practicing this Qigong to be pain-free. And over that decade, it just transformed my mind and my body and everything. And so I believe that that connection is really missing in Western civilization more so than other parts of the world. And so what's awesome is I get to meet all these people with medical afflictions. And in a world where we're taught that substances treat symptoms, I'm allowed to insert this knowledge that personal cultivation and improving mental health is the real way to get our lives back on track to be the best that we can be. That's just in a nutshell.
So it's both a cannabis company and a college and 25% cannabis. So you have products within the company, but you're saying that it's also
an activism. So it's like activism and business combined. And the landscape has really changed because of quote unquote legalization. But leading up to legalization, a lot of people connect laws and regulations with morals and ethics when they don't realize that they're two totally different things. So I was always there to, and you have the media and propaganda and big pharma behind demonizing plants. It was really my opportunity through activism. I was the first guy online teaching people how to get their medical licenses when there was only about 2,000 people in Canada that had medical licenses to grow and to use cannabis for medical purposes, because everyone was really scared to share that information. And what was very cool was, because of my Qigong practice, I realized that acts of kindness are where our power are. And that by giving, set up a company in a legal framework, because after I started doing these consultations, within 1 year, it went 2,000 members to 5,000. And then a year later, it went from 5,000 to 10,000. And it kept doubling until it reached a critical mass of about 45,000 growers that were growing legally in Canada. And then the government finally said, wow, we have real data now that people are going to use this for medical uses. Why don't we implement a program where companies now can come in and start producing medical cannabis company? And it takes time, right? And that's what Qigong and plants did to my mind, was it gives you a long forecast outlook on life. Growing actually and cultivating not just a vegetable garden, but cannabis taught me that if you make all the right decisions, you have a bountiful bumper crop of incredible food and medicine. And I started applying that to my life. Back in my 20s, I was like, wow, these injuries suck. But pain always brings us to where we're supposed to be. It's like a quote from the novel The Alchemist. The universe is always conspiring to bring us to exactly where we're supposed to be, so we could surrender and accept that, or we could fight it and suffer. But either way, we're getting there. And we're all getting there together. So
tell me just a little list of what some of the physical gifts that you create in your company here. I see body butter.
So body butter, Dragon Balm is an enhanced tiger balm. And I created it so that people can either A, treat immediate symptoms of pain and inflammation. But I also created it because of this whole thing that happened the last couple of years where people couldn't go see acupuncturists, the natural medicine people. I had been doing acupuncture weekly and bi-weekly to help my Qigong practice. And I also wanted to go to understand it better. And what I came to realize was not only do the needles do something physically to our body, but they actually bring awareness to certain energy centers in the body and our channels and meridians. And when I stopped being able to go to acupuncture, I started using the Dragon Balm and putting it on all the places that my acupuncturist would put my needles for maintenance. And I'm a strong believer in placebo, which is totally proven, and using placebo on ourselves. Dragon Balm actually comes with cards that shows people that are healthy to improve their lives and or that are suffering with problems, where they put it on these energy points and it's really hot and really cold at the same time. And you use your mind to imagine really strong energy coming into those points. And you can do it once or twice a day or whenever you have time to do it. And you actually get a meditative / transcendental meditation / mental aspect into your own healing. And if there is really nothing wrong, adding to your wellness, to your health and well-being. Because a lot of people don't know much about Chinese medicine. And if they do know about it, they have a non-experiential opinion about it. So this ties a bridge. And a lot of people are scared of needles. And so there's a lot of superstition around Qigong or Chinese medicine and or meditation. So it's like a Western way to get people to start implementing these Eastern philosophies into their health and wellness without actually having to physically go to acupuncture.
Picturing that this is a similar explanation that you give when you're selling these products in the context that we have here at the market.
what's very cool is I've been doing trade shows, like massive ones, 30,000 people, 40,000 people over weekends since 2012 in places like Barcelona, Toronto. And I have a real good intuition now about who comes up to my booth and what they're ready to hear. So tactfully, I insert things into people's lives, depending on what I'm judging what their spectrum is. So there was like a lot of, let's say, for example, around 2012, 2013, when the government started saying, oh, you can use these products for medical purposes. The demographic dramatically changed into like Hutterites, Mennonites, Amish, people of a much older demographic than what I was used to. Because there were a lot of growers that were producing for those people that didn't, they didn't want to know who they were. They didn't want their community to know they were using cannabis. And so this veil was lifted. And so a lot of people really are open to natural remedy. But at the same time, there was still a bit of a stigma. Like I said, there was even a lot of people from the 60s and 70s, quote unquote, older hippies, quote unquote. And they were like, it's time to party. So I basically really prefer to have a client. Most of my client base is like over 60. And those are really genuinely the people that I feel like I can help the most and that are most open to hearing stuff. And I'm not saying that I don't have a demographic that's younger. I'm just saying for the most part, pain always brings us to knowledge, whether we uncover it ourselves or our eyes and ears are open to hear what other people have to say. And that's where I could really hit it home. You know, we have these powerful minds and this powerful intention and willpower. And as soon as we start taking a holistic look on how we feel and what we eat, it makes such a dramatic difference in our lives. Like, I do Qigong practice on the Lower Mainland and in Manitoba with groups. And some people are like 70 and 80. Most of them are from China, but they have this long, lush black hair. And it's like a 20-year-old's hair. Anyways, I'm always learning. And I actually learn a lot from people that come up to the market and that come to the trade shows. So that's what I have found awesome was I never imagined.
So you are selling these products at the Friday market in Manson's Hall?
Yeah. And I was one of the first online dispensaries in Canada. So that website's been operating since 2012.
And what is that website?
med-man-brand.com. Me and Joanna had no idea what was going on here. I never imagined that after 3 years, I would be able to be accepted and to be appreciated and to be able to do markets here, because I didn't know who the organizers were. I didn't know anything about the community. And it's been really nice to give wholesale pricing direct to people in the community that either appreciate the price break or can't afford the trip to Campbell River, or they can't afford the exorbitant prices that these dispensaries are charging. And that's why I've operated as a not-for-profit since 2007, because all the money's gone back into the business to help it grow and to help me grow and to help me learn. And I've been fortunate enough to meet way more people than I thought I'd ever meet here because of having a presence. So I just find that wonderful as a social, right?
Do you have any plans in the future locally to offer any other formats of guidance?
I'm hoping that in the springtime, I will be able to be offering like home growing packages, where you get like 4 legal plants, fertilizer, and high-grade medical cuttings. And that's all about if the organizers are okay with that.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada, and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.